Welcome to IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast. IFA Talk is for professional investors only. Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us for the latest episode of IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast, where we talk to people who matter about the things that matter in the world of financial services. I'm Brandon Russell, online writer here at IFA Magazine, and joining me on the podcast this week is our editor, Sue Whitbread.
Thank you, Brandon, and thank you all for listening to our latest Mortgage and Property Special podcast edition. And I'm looking forward to this one because we're going to be going green today and looking at some of the issues that are involved in things like retrofitting as well as financing such projects. Something I should really know a lot more about myself, I must confess. Let's face it, if we're going to stand a chance of getting to net zero as a country, these are some really important issues we all need to get to grips with. So, back for a second visit to this podcast, I'm very pleased to say, is Jonathan Stinton. And Jonathan is Head of Intermediary Relationships at Coventry Building Society. Jonathan, welcome back.
Hi, Sue. Hi, Brandon. It's an absolute pleasure to be back. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's good to see you again. So I'm just going to ask you to, as usual, say hello, tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about Coventry for Intermediaries for any of our listeners who may not have come across you.
Sure. Thank you, Sue. Yeah, as you've already said, my name's Jonathan Stinton. I have the absolute pleasure of leading the intermediary development team in Coventry Building Society. We effectively exist to service and maintain broker relationships so that brokers can therefore then go and deliver those excellent service propositions to their clients. Green is a topic that's really important to us as a building society. We're owned by our members for the benefit of our members. We obviously have a very strong responsibility within our own local community and more broadly. And green obviously fits perfectly into that. We really do want to try and make a difference in that green space. And we're walking the walk, so we've become the first building society to be B Corp recognised within the UK for building society. So we're very proud of that. We've transitioned our fleet of company cars over to electric and plug-in hybrids. And, you know, there's a lot to do. And we're, you know, we're at the beginning of an exciting journey. And brokers, as I said, are the core of what we do. Over 93% of our mortgage business comes from mortgage brokers. So their business partners, it isn't just a working relationship, it's more of a lifelong relationship, and we're really here to try and support.
Excellent. Good, and good to hear that you're walking the walk as well.
Yeah, Jonathan, it's great to have you on, and thanks for coming back. So to kick us off for today then, why would you say the green agenda is important to the housing industry?
It's a really good question, Brandon. I'm sure a lot of people are asking that. There are a couple of different elements to it. You know, the government has got targets to reach net zero by 2050, and that might feel like a really tall order for the housing sector, especially when you consider some of the other issues at hand, such as the cost of living crisis. They might take more of the attention right now. Although I think what's really important is we need to make this goal a top priority, because it becomes even more important with each passing year. So this isn't a Tory or a Labour problem. This is a societal and ultimately a world problem. And this will be a key agenda point for all successive governments to come. And according to the ONS, about 26% of national emissions stem from household energy use in 2022. So in order for us to find a way to be able to reduce these emissions, it's going to require swift action and innovation on behalf of everyone in housing. And finally, let's not forget, you know, it's not just the necessity of reducing carbon emissions that's making going green a focus for the housing sector. Homeowners are increasingly seeking to live more sustainable lives, and especially they're on the lookout for ways to lower their gas and electric bills during this energy crisis. At Coventry, we commissioned a report called Beyond the Bricks: What Does a Green Housing Market Really Look Like? What a catchy title, but it's been a really successful publication for us. And it shows that 91% of homeowners believe that sustainability and energy efficiency is important. So we know there's client demand for it. It's how do we as an organisation work in tandem with our broker partners to help deliver that message?
You just mentioned there, Jonathan, didn't you, about some of the serious work that needs to be done if we're going to get to net zero. So I'd love to hear now some of the detail into this And so what are those main barriers to homeowners, to landlords as well, who are looking or interested in implementing energy efficiency within their home and in home improvements?
What was really surprising whenever we did our Beyond the Bricks research is that very, very few homeowners and landlords know how to accurately gauge the carbon footprint of their properties. You know, our report told us that only 7% of homeowners and 6% of landlords knew how to gauge that footprint. So even when green solutions are considered, they're sometimes perceived, but sometimes very real, steep upfront costs to actually implement some of these changes. The practical challenges and the complexities have also become a major deterrent. So again, part of this is there's a massive education gap, a knowledge gap, and that's left buyers and homeowners really in the dark about some of the financial products that are available for them to help them retrofit their properties. And I think if these aren't explained correctly, homeowners might choose to completely postpone making improvements or potentially miss out on opportunities to make their homes more efficient because they believe that it's just something they can't afford to do. Small incremental changes to their property, whilst they won't make significant changes, they will all add to that energy performance within their own households. And I think finally, you know, we can't ignore the fact that there is financial strain caused by this ongoing cost of living crisis. We've got, unfortunately, clients who are coming off historically low mortgage rates, going to higher rates that are going to impact monthly budgets. And of course, we've got higher energy bills. Because what we've seen is, you know, homeowners are spending on an average of £137 per month more on energy bills. And that means that when you're looking at the long-term return on investment of investing in solar or investing in heat pumps or any other form of insulation or double or triple glazing, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the top of their mind, it's the top of their focus. I think, unfortunately, clients are more focused on the here and now, but it's totally understandable whenever you start to factor everything else into the mix.
Mm. But when you put those figures into it, it really does focus the mind, doesn't it, that the cost of where we are now, the additional cost. So it's not just a matter of what you would have to pay out, but also the amount of saving that making such retrofitting changes could actually bring to the households. So that's a really good way to think of it.
Absolutely. You know, it depends on the type of improvements that clients want to make to their homes. Some have a really quick return on investment and start to pay for themselves quite early. Others, it does take a period of years. As I say, because of the here and now and the challenges that a lot of people are facing, it's going to take a very bespoke approach. It isn't something that clients can solve or lenders can solve on their own. It is going to require government intervention. It is going to require different ways of thinking. You know, there are some really excellent schemes out there where some of the energy companies are starting to work with lenders and starting to work with different organisations to try and help deliver this.
You are listening to IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to be notified as soon as a new episode becomes available. And follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter and Instagram at IFA Magazine.
Unfortunately, Jonathan, we are coming towards the end of today's podcast. But to finish us off, could we get some of your thoughts on financing these projects? What does the future hold for green in the mortgage industry?
Sure. Thanks, Brandon. You know, as we've already talked about 2050 and the government's target for net zero, be that a Tory government or a Labour government, I don't necessarily think that's going to change. It's estimated that 80% of the housing stock in 2050 has already been built today. And again, we'll not get into the conversation around why there isn't a target for new homes to be built, because new homes typically are more energy efficient than existing stock. But as we know, a lot of the homes that are built today, they're not as well insulated as anywhere else in Europe, according to the Energy Savings Trust. So with the majority of homeowners, about 93%, 94% of landlords unable to correctly identify their UK carbon emissions, this gives brokers and lenders a massive opportunity to help clients in terms of how they can help create more energy efficient homes, reduce their carbon footprint. So lenders are coming out with new schemes for new build properties where you can have a discount on the rate if the property is perhaps an A or a B or a C EPC. Ourselves at Coventry, we've attacked it from a slightly different angle. We're going down a position of trying to help clients retrofit their existing property by offering incentives and cashback. So I think the market for sustainable financial products is just expanding all the time. Lenders are forward thinking to try and get in front of the consumer demand. And green mortgages, if we talk about those in particular, they do offer some incentives to invest in home improvements for energy efficiency. And these are going to become the norm rather than the exception. I think the green space from a finance perspective is really exciting. I think different lenders have different tools available on their websites. I know with our own website, we do have a tool that allows clients to see what their energy efficiency currently is and what improvements they would need to make to start to turn the dial on that. I think if I were a broker in this current market, I would try and get ahead of the curve also, understand what's coming down the track, understand what client needs and desires are. I'm certainly not saying that you need to go out and become an energy efficiency expert. You know, everyone listening to this call today are experts in their own field, but I think having an awareness and being able to signpost and point clients in the right direction and fill in that missing void of information and knowledge is really critical to have a long-lasting relationship with clients. So I think it's a very exciting market to be in, and there's lots and lots to come down the track. It certainly isn't that there's a lot of progress to be made.
Interesting. You mentioned green mortgages there. Would it naturally, in my head, equate to that those green mortgages would be more expensive or not?
It's a good question. So in actual fact, what we see is green mortgages are even less expensive. Now, depending on the provider and the reason, they're there to try and incentivize clients. So obviously, one of the obvious incentives is monthly cost. So again, depending on the lender, depending on the product, you tend to find that they are trying to position them as less expensive than mainstream properties, mainstream mortgages.
Yeah, interesting. It's good to hear. Jonathan, thank you very much for coming and talking to us again today. Really interesting, flagged a few things in my head. I must confess, 26% emissions from households, it just proves that we really need to get something done, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the sooner the better would be my final comment on it.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point. So thank you for joining us today. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We hope you found it interesting. And obviously tune in again next week for yet another IFA Talk podcast. Thank you.
IFA Talk is for investment professionals only. All material has been carefully checked for accuracy, but no responsibility can be accepted for inaccuracies. Wherever appropriate, independent research and whatever necessary legal advice should be sought before acting on any information contained in this podcast. And value of investments and income from them can go down as well as up. You may not get back the amount you originally invested.